Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
The show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, truly be part of the solution. I know we talk about this on a regular basis, but I don't know if we really, if you really, I really, we really, usins really understand, you know, what that means. And look, I'm not trying to be mean, seriously. I mean, serious. Right? You want to make sure that you really have the information you need to move forward. You need to make sure... Oh, stop it. Okay. You need to make sure that you really have the information you need to move forward. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I love it when you guys are informed. I love it when you guys get engaged. You know that. I don't have to keep telling you that. Right? Or do I? Are we that lost? All right. Anyhow. There is, you know, seriously, there is so much going on. So much that I can deal with tonight. Sonny Smith's going to join me in a couple of minutes. And Colin Kaepernick, apparently, and I'm sure she'll have something to say about this. I hope she has something to say about this. Colin Kaepernick has decided that his family, and I, you know, obviously, he was adopted. And look, I can't speak for the adopted community. I wasn't adopted. None of my kids were adopted. But I got to say this. How bad does it have to be? Where are you at? That the people who adopted you, the people who gave you... No, and I don't want to hear some of you, because I know I'm going to get this. They just thought that they would do something really cool for a black kid. No, they actually thought they would do something really cool for a homeless kid. For a kid who didn't have parents. All right? I mean, I'm so tired of you people turning everything into... And you can tell. I mean, there's even some people close to me. They're going, you know, you really sound like you're mad at the black community. I'm not mad at the black community. I'm mad at those in the black community that do nothing but scream about how bad it is. Okay? And look it. You got a guy that's making $16 million a year, people. And life is terrible for him. He's got all this money. I mean, how many vets, how many people, how many homeless people has he thrown a few bucks at? How many pro, I mean, you got Shaq and other people that have made millions of dollars in sports, know where they came from, and gave back to the community. How much do you think he's given back to the community, in all honesty? Or actually, do you think he really even cares? Right? Because I don't think he does. And again, as I said, here you go. I mean, you have somebody who was adopted. They went out and got. They went out and looked for him. I mean, not him in particular, obviously. But they went out and looked for a child. A child that they fell in love with, that they nurtured, that they raised to be a good human being. I wonder how they feel right now. Think about that. How would you feel if you raised this adopted child, and it's happened, I know other people that it's happened to, and all of a sudden that child turns on you without any real thought, turns on you, and has this hate that is unwarranted, unnecessary. And yet some of these kids go through their whole life, some of these adopted kids, some of these orphaned kids go through their whole life, and they never, ever, ever, never have anybody to really love them. Nobody to really be with them. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to know what you have to say about it. Because I know, you know, what's really funny is some of you, you text, email, whatever, after the show, which is pretty useless, because I can't answer the question then. Then I have to go back and go, oh, you know, last night on the show I made this statement, so-and-so misunderstood me, and I'm not doing that. If you can't call during the show or write me during the show, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, send me an email. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm off if you don't want to hear your voice. Or call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know how I've blown it, if you would. Yeah, again, we're so afraid to say anything. And that's where some of us get in trouble. Because, as I said, we're so afraid to say anything. And we shouldn't be. And, you know, I'm on the roll right now. And when Sonya joins me, we'll see. I'll have some questions for her as well. But anyway, don't be afraid to speak out, speak up. Don't allow them to put you in a box. Don't allow them to make you feel bad about the way you feel about something. Right? Walt Heyer is going to join me next week. He identified as a transgender woman for 8 years. We'll be back in a little bit. I'll talk about this a little bit more. He's going to be on with me next week. Put it on your calendar. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Otherwise, you know what I love to say. You're part of the problem. That's right. You get informed first. Once you get informed, then open your mouth. Until you get informed, keep your mouth shut. Because all you do is you make the rest of us look ignorant, too. But let me bring her on. She never makes any of us look ignorant. Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us. And, you know, Sonia, I mean, really, seriously, you have to admit, sometimes you hear these people talking. You know, when I'm looking for stories for the show, and I see some of these, you know, conservatives that are hot and making things right, you know, and they're going to do that, and you go, oh, stop talking, right?
Try not to speak. But you know what? Why are we more conscious and worried about how we sound, but the left isn't.
Because they don't mind being ignorant. But go ahead anyway.
So what? Look how far they've gotten.
I know.
Maxine Waters ain't losing no elections anytime soon.
That's right. You're right there.
Joe Biden is as incoherent as they come. You're not telling him to pipe down. No. Stow it.
You're so right. I had forgotten about that.
I honestly think sometimes, you know, that they're always going to use what we say and what we do against us. So what does it matter? Let our people go out and do. You know, we haven't been wrong about too many things. I'm absolutely shocked at how I've heard from our side about the Wuhan lab, about Fauci, about January 6th, about years ahead of time, and then it comes to pass. Yeah. So we ain't that dumb.
No, it's funny.
Sound like it.
So think about what's going on right now. The left and others are freaking out at the fact that these videos have been given to one person to spread out, and he's right. Just putting out what he wants to put out. And going, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, you want to talk about somebody who has doctored up the tapes, if you would.
Right, right.
I mean, if you saw what he I think he played in one segment what CNN played, you know, put out there with that Charmin
sure.
person, and mm-hmm. people walking through the Capitol, and you heard things like, you know, smash the place, break this, burn that. But when he played the actual raw tape, or the raw video, none of that was in there. Right?
Right. So we know now that they are, we know.
Oh, wait, we knew
liars.
Then. Don't say we know now. We knew then.
Well, I shouldn't say we. I should say their side should know, but they're so committed to being allergic to the truth that, you know, those who are going to have ears are going to have them by now. If not, they ain't even worth trying to bring along. But if this doesn't show you how corrupt our media is and how much they've lied, you know, I just remember, you know, Brandon Straka, he had sort of a similar, even though I've had many, many, many come to Jesus moments. But when he realized that what the media said about Trump making comments about the paraplegic guy, and once he found out that was so false and how they had twisted
right.
that, that was his aha moment. And if you haven't had any aha moments by this point, you're not capable of any. You know?
That's a great observation. You're right. I mean, and a lot of the people that we know that were on the left, you know, hardcore on the left, have had those same moments. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you read Naomi Wolf's apology to conservatives today.
Right.
At least she has the humbleness and the cojones, the two opposite sides, to do so. But there are some that will never do that.
No, when they do, you're called all kinds of names. You're called all kinds of names. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but I think it's maybe not this weekend, maybe next weekend, they're having a detransitioning summit / rally up in Sacramento.
Oh, nice.
And they're expecting thousands of young people up there, not to protest, but to give their story on how damaged they are now. And they want to know why the government would do this to them, right?
That's
wonderful.
That's a great thing.
What do you think the left is doing already?
Sending Antifa up, sending BLM up, how many choices do I get?
They're already ripping them apart online.
Sure, they're docs of these kids, but you know what, they're going to have to be strong. They've already gone through a lot. Hopefully they'll have a lot of people to support them. I bet you money my church is going to be up there. I think they did mention going up to Sacramento, so I bet that's what it's about.
Oh, wait a minute, somebody just sent me a link with a video. Militant anarchist and communist brutally assault a man with a weapon, splitting his head open, giving him a concussion. The incident happened after they arrived at the counter detransition awareness event.
See?
So in other words, these kids who have been through it, they've had parts and pieces cut off. They're the ones talking about the problem, and They are the problem?
Right. So, you know,
I'm confused.
As sad as it is, it's like, welcome to our world. So we I think out of this, we're going to get more and more people who can listen to us. Now, if we open our arms and open our hearts to these kids, because like I've been saying for weeks, they need a hug. They need support. They need somebody to walk side by side, because we know how hard that walk is to go against the grain, go against the mainstream. We know what it does to us as adults. You kind of like it. I don't like it at all. But these kids are going to have to be facing this. So the least we can do is to back them up.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think what we have to do more and more and more is let them know that we're there with them. Listen, I hate to put it this way. We're willing to take the beating with and for them.
Exactly.
We're willing to take the beating right alongside them. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. If we're standing in front of that baton, then we mean what we say. But if we're standing around wagging our fingers, talking about they're nuts for doing it and their parents are, which they, you know, the parents, but I think we got to show them Christ's love at this point. And
I agree with you. You are exactly right. Yep.
The left entangles us in the argument and it pulls us away from the heart. And I think then that's when we lose. But we can't let the left. We come at this with common sense and fear and, oh my gosh, what are they doing to our children and what are they going to do to my child and my grandchildren and I got to get to the school board meeting, and all those things are valid points. But if these children are willing to go out and go, you know what, this was a bad decision.
All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking our talk.
Not more coming up with Sunday Spin right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The U.S. job market remains strong, but tight against the forces of inflation and interest rate hikes. Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department showed much higher than expected job gains across the U.S. economy, and a slight uptick in the unemployment rate to 3.6% signaled more people getting back into the labor force. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
What we're seeing here is a continued very strong labor market putting Americans back to work.
Embattled Republican Congressman George Santos is denying he orchestrated a credit card scam several years ago. Politico recently published a sworn statement from a former roommate of Santos, claiming the New York congressman carried out an operation in Seattle to steal information from ATMs and credit cards. Santos told reporters on Capitol Hill he is innocent. It's the latest trouble for the freshman congressman, who has faced intense pressure to resign for lying about his background. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? Stay with it. Get informed. I know I make fun of it. You guys think, I'm not making fun just to make fun, okay? I'm making fun of you because this is the stuff that gets us all in trouble. So again, make sure you're informed when you start coming out and speaking to this stuff. And again, as I said, somebody who doesn't make us look stupid, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does it every week. Always appreciate her time with me. You get informed. You're well informed. Except when I throw a curveball at you on stuff that...
I am moderately informed. So that I should tell your listeners what that's they can do. Because trust me, I've got so much on my plate. And I really try not to listen to a lot of stuff that's going on because it's so doggone depressing. You could
yeah, but
feel
wait a
like
minute. Did you know that yesterday was National Meatball Day?
Meat a who? The what?
Meatball Day.
Oh my gosh, we had meatballs. I gave my grandson meatballs yesterday.
Yesterday?
And yes, I did.
You didn't send any over here?
No, I didn't. You know why? Because we had it on cauliflower pasta. And I don't
Oh, that's not going to work.
It was so
that
good.
That's not.
I went and bought some. We bought some more today because it was so good.
It's like meatless sausage. I mean, almost sausage.
No. We had real meat. Well, it was turkey meatballs. But we had real
you
meatballs.
You can't have cauliflower pasta. Really?
It was so good. It shocked us. We went and bought some more today.
God,
it was really good.
I don't
really
know. All right. Good. So we were talking about, you know, the transgender world and how bad it is. I love this. There was a, I won't call it a debate, but a discussion at a college, and the question was here. Let me see if I can play this, because you and I both love stuff like this. So the professor was asked a question. Just listen.
Women, tell me why you're strongly disagreeing.
Because I'm a molecular geneticist.
Yeah. Trans women should be legally treated as women. Tell me why you're strongly disagreeing.
Because I'm a molecular geneticist.
Now, you know that the eyes of every lefty in that place just pop out of their head. A molecular geneticist works for pathologists and scientists to study genes, to research and diagnose various diseases and disorders. She goes on to say in that interview that the male and female genes, or the male and female body, progresses forward based on the genes that they have. You cannot go backwards. Genes build forward. DNA causes those genes to go in the direction they go in. You can't go backwards. And I'm telling you, the place you could have heard a pin drop. But that's the truth, right, Sonia? I mean,
oh, can't
do anything
on
with that, can you?
I want to. It's more interesting to talk about what happened on one of those bad Real Housewives show than this. It is so ignorant that we are having this conversation in the time the time in history where science has shown us everything. I mean, there are no questions laid on the table, but we have to count. Okay, I'm trying to temper my speech. I am trying not to be nasty and
well, I don't think you're nasty.
No, I'm getting there, and I don't want to go there. But I don't want to go left, right. I really don't want to. There are some people that are bullied, and there are some people who feel better about saying nonsensical things because they've been told it's going to make them feel good. And I will challenge them to ask in the recesses of their mind, when they go to bed at night, when they look at themselves in the mirror in the morning, do they really feel good about erasing women, which is what they're doing, about saying that a man is a woman? And what kind of mental gymnastics do you have to do to convince yourself that a man is a woman just by virtue of him saying that he is?
But Sonia, where are the feminists? Where are the, you know, women fought for decades to get the rights that they have today. Not that they should have had to, but they fought for decades to get the rights that they have today, right?
They fought hard for the rights to be men too, and look at where they are. They're men.
No, and look at, well, no, let's go, you know, look at the gay community fought hard, you know, for their rights just to a degree, just to exist. And, you know, here you have this group that comes in, doesn't follow science, is told that we're supposed to follow science. And, you know, they're just making loud noise. And I don't, where were the women? That's what I mean. Where are the biological women going, wait a minute, sweetheart, you are not a female.
But they're okay, living under the same sort of bullying that everybody else is.
So when do we stop being bullied?
Well, some of us have already started to speak up. These children who are going, these people who are going to the summit in Sacramento are starting to speak up. I think, yep. Unfortunately, it has to get bad enough that people step out and go, who would have thought we'd be having this conversation right now? It's no so kidding. Ridiculous. It's so, yep, ridiculous that it's making us take a stance. But also, in addition to taking a stance, what we need to see is that if you let a sect of people, if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. And I know there were many times years ago when we said, well, if this happens, then somewhere down the line that will happen, because what we saw is that nothing ever satisfies them. And that's the thing about spiritual warfare, is that they have an inroad that they're willing to work with at the time, but they're the long-haul gamers. They get what they get now because they have a future plan. I don't know that Christians or people, you know, right-thinking people, I don't think we have any of those sort of long-term goals and plans. We're not going, we want to turn the world into a family-less, genderless, you know, we're not doing that.
Yeah, but don't go past that so fast. Think about that. Think about what they're chipping away at. Think about what they're working at. No mom.
Yes.
No dad, no nuclear family, no boy, no girl, birthing persons, right?
But if you know anything about them, you know that there's a group of them who don't want people being, they want a pristine world. You know, my book, even though it's for children, and I had to really water this down, Deb and Sebi's Real Deal About Global Warming, when I was doing the research, I found so much about how these people want a world that is, you know, humans are the enemy.
But so they're usually better at the long game. They're usually better.
That's right.
You're taking one little bite at a time. They seem to be coming at us with fire hoses.
But if you look, they're coming at us with fire hoses now because evil has an open door. So right. I believe that they're taking they're like, let's go, let's go. You know, it's like what they're trying to portray that January 6th insurrection as. That door got cracked open and everybody ran through and attacked. Wow. But to be honest, that is exactly what they're doing. Is they had an open door. People used to ask me about Obama. Did I think that he was the Antichrist or this and that? And I was like, no. But he's like, hold my beer. And you know, he's got it open enough where. And now that we're with, now we're where we are. Every day is an example of how they're turning on that fire hose, like you mentioned.
Well, I'm getting, actually, while you're talking, I'm actually getting more videos from people from what took place up there today or this afternoon. And the violence coming from Antifa types towards those detransitioners.
See?
So your point is well taken. In other words,
they're so
predictable.
Shout them
down, beat them up kind of thing.
So predictable. We know what they're going to do. I'm like Rush, who says, you know, I worked in Hollywood, so I know these people like the back of my hand as well. But we can watch their past behavior. So we know that we have to be there to protect these children. We know that what we've been through. When I look at, there's so many cases. There's two children who have stood up and won against CNN. I forget the guy who, remember the young guy? Oh, I'll know the name after the show.
Oh, I know who you're about. Yep.
The guy who stood up against the so-called Native American, who's sneering and snicker, nothing of the sort. And then the other guy who ended up shooting, what was his name? The guy who was shooting
at the... I know these people. Both
we're old.
Young.
The names escape us right now, but we have young people now that are stepping up, and honestly, I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can in these dire times, but we have young people that are stepping up and taking the heat. So I don't doubt that it got really ugly up there.
We got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes, people. You're listening to Joe Messina and Sonya Schmidt at the same time. Go figure. Be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Go to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-7255. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something different. But you know, get informed first. So you know what you're doing, what you're talking about, what trouble you're starting, because you are starting trouble. Speaking of starting trouble, Sonja Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, conversation that we have. And, you know, the beauty is you're not afraid of the truth. Did you hear a word I said?
I totally did, and that was the truth. There's nothing. and that's
the truth is I had nothing to say to that. Okay.
The truth is I had nothing to say to me loving the truth. And I think that that is what is really wrong with what's going on in the world right in America right now, is there's so many people who are just dead set against the truth.
Yeah.
They get angry when they hear it. They go through all sorts of conniptions. I'm like, and they don't have the ability to discern the truth. That's what's so weird to me. It's when you give someone facts and they just go, you know, la 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 la. Well, I just don't understand that.
You know, the funny thing about it is somebody said it as a joke, but it is so true. If we were so whacked, if we were so out there, so weird, then they wouldn't even bother with us, would they? They would
exactly.
just ignore us.
Exactly. It's, well, we talked about this on the break. It's like having an argument with a three-year-old. Once you find yourself in that position, you go, what am I doing here? And you cut it out, right?
Yep.
So if we were that stupid, if we were that wrong, if we were that, you know, we wouldn't have the Chuck Schumers of the world standing on the House floor going, you know, don't listen to them. Whatever you do, they don't exist. You're not.
Yeah, like a madman, right? I mean, truly. Truly, you know, pay no attention to who's behind the curtain. Like
exactly. But some people can't see that yet. And I hope that they do. And it ain't a party thing. It's really about truth. And so for me, my journey was watching people who said one thing, watching people who said another thing. And in the long run, you can see who's telling the truth because truth will out. And that's how I was able to discern who to listen to, who to trust, and who not to. They're having this argument now about who's more trustworthy in the news media. And it's like all you got to do is watch them and see what happens in the long run. And once you see what is true, then that's the guy you go with.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I want to get with you and get deep into it with you is the Colin Kaepernick thing as of late.
Mm.
You hadn't heard about it. People are staying away from, you know, it's obvious that people are staying away from it, except for the ones on the left, because they're afraid. But he came out, you ready for this? This should surprise you. Apparently, he's coming out with a new book. Okay? And in the book, he basically calls out his parents, his adoptive parents, as racists and promoting racism or perpetuating racism when he grew up as a kid. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, he goes on to say, he says, I know my parents loved me, but there were still very problematic things that I went through. I think it was important to show that this can happen in your own home and how you move forward collectively while addressing the racism that was being perpetuated in my household. I'm floored. An adopted child, okay, I don't care whether he's black, white, green, or red, an adopted child that they went out looking for, that they had to, you know, when you adopt children, it's great expense to adopt children. I don't get this. I'm totally floored by this.
Some people are so cynical nowadays that they would say these people of one color sought out a kid of color because that's their natural order of things, is purchasing a person of color.
Who's the famous actress or singer that has black kids and Asian kids? She keeps going overseas.
Most of them.
Is it J-Lo? But one of them has more. I mean, she's like bought eight kids or something.
Oh, no, there's Sandra Bullock. There's Madonna. You just keep going down the line. It never ends. They're like charm bracelets. That, you know, but it's okay for them to do it, but not for us. But the thing that... I don't know if Kaepernick, I don't know anything about this guy, but if he called them racist, then I have a problem with that. If he wants to bring light to, here are some issues that go on in a family when you're an adopted family of different heritage, race, religion, if he wants to write a book about that, I think that that's valuable information.
Yep.
But to call his parents, who have, he clearly said, loved him and clearly helped him make a success because he didn't have to get himself on, you know, football games and teams. And they were clearly doing the work of parents. But because they were white, And his issues with that. Listen, a lot of us had problems and issues growing up with our parents who didn't love us. So he actually had a leg up. He had a family who loved him. He had parents who loved him, and he had issues. Most people, and I can say from my circle of friends, most people have parents that had issues with showing love, and they had issues. So I think he's in a pretty doggone good position, but I don't know his story. But it'd be, if he couched that in racism, now unfortunately, I'm not interested in his story.
Did they beat him? Did they not allow him to watch black TV? I mean,
a lot of people were beaten.
I mean, come on.
Listen, my mother didn't let me watch The Little Rascals, and I do a whole. I wrote a TV show about that, and got an award for that. But so that's not exclusive to a black kid in a white family. But if he wants to speak to that issue, I think that's a really interesting topic.
So I
think that once you start calling people racist, you better have a dang good reason, unless they had a noose at the dinner table.
So one of the comments that he pulls up is he got some kind of haircut, and his mom said, she looked at him and said, "You look like a thug with that hair. Go get it fixed."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see me, right, forget he's black, I can see me, because, you know, today a lot of those thugs say they have their head shaved, or they have an insignia or something shaved in their head, or whatever it is they do. I can see me, if my son came home, the little Italian boy that he is, with a white T-shirt on with his head shaved, I would say, "What the heck do you do? You look like a thug, for God's sakes." Mm-hmm. Right? Go get yourself a wig. Does that mean, am I being racist at that point?
No, but if you were raised, if he was raised to think that that was a racist statement or something like that. Listen, my grandson said, if he got a grill, like the gangsters wear.
Oh, yeah.
So I took him to the orthodontist, which is costing, of course, a gazillion dollars. and I took him to the orthodontist, and he goes, "What if I wanted, you know, colors that made me look like I'm a grill? I have a grill." And I said, "You'd be getting yourself home the best way you could." and he laughed, but I'm consistent about it. I am consistent about it. You practice like you play, and people will judge you by your look. And you're not, if you're glamorizing. We were playing a game today, kind of like a Monopoly game, and he wanted to shoot the money out like gangsters do in the videos.
Oh.
And I said, "First of all, you ain't making a mess in my house. Second of all, the reasons that you will look at these rappers who are treating money so frivolously, in a couple of years they won't have any. And second and third of all, you don't emulate what people are doing in these stupid videos."
Look, in my world,
but I'm black, telling this to a black child. So am I racist?
In my world, I can't tell you how many times, you know, my uncle or somebody would say to one of the kids that, you know, they got the pinky ring on, they got the chains on, they're getting ready to go out. And my uncle would say, "What
are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you look like a mafia thug. Knock it off. Go change.
Right. Go change your
clothes." Okay, and I'm sorry. Okay, yes, it's not the black thing. I get it. But think about it. It's along the same lines.
How you raise your children if you love them. What you do with your children if you love them, and you're
you
not
love them? Oh, wow, that's, I don't know. I mean,
I know.
Unless you love them, no, I won't say it. I'm just going to be nice, because I promise you I'd be nice tonight.
I don't know. Do you remember when Geraldo, and every once in a while he'll say something that makes...
If you really want to tell this story, if you honestly want to tell this, you have to stay on, because we're up against it. Are you staying for the next hour?
It's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it? Well, gee, thank you. I appreciate that so much. All right. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Sonya Schmidt will grace us for another hour right after the break. And I do mean that sincerely. We'll be back in a few minutes.